Now it's 6:30. Call this meeting order for Land and Natural Resources and Cultural Preservation Committee for April 18, 2017. Invocation, I'd like to ask Mark Randolph to hop in first.
Lord, we're thankful for another day, for all your many blessings, Lord. So thank you for your love, for all that you do for us. Pray that you continue to guide and direct us in all that we do. But thank you for your blood covering. Just ask that this room be sealed in the name of Jesus, Lord, that all that we say and do might be pleasing in your sight. Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Mark. Next we have this roll call, Mr. Jason. And Mr. Jack will be excused for tonight's meeting.
Darrell Proctor.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Present.
Bill Beaver.
Present.
Thomas Yerhola.
Here.
Mitch Jack. Chairman got four present, one absent.
Four present, one absent. Constitutes a quorum, and any business transacted this evening will be official. Next we have is approval of minutes from March 14, 2017. Give the committee time to review and ask for a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to accept the minutes with any necessary changes.
Motion was made to accept minutes with any necessary changes by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Del Beaver. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Thomas Yerhola.
Yes.
Chairman, I got three in favor, zero against.
Three in favor, zero against. Minutes have been approved. Next, we have order of business. Camp House Fellowship Hall grant applications. First up is Greenleaf Ceremonial Ground, Dallas Jackson. What do you have there, Gary?
It's the agenda booklet. Right there is what they're going to do with yourselves. And they wasn't able to make it, so I turned around and said I'd be here for them.
All they're going to this do amount here?
Yeah.
Chairman, I make a motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Thomas Yerhola. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Bill Beaver.
Yes.
Thomas Yerhola.
Yes.
Chairman, I got three in favor, zero against.
Three in favor and zero against. Next we have is Mini Springs Baptist Church, Darlene Harjo.
And that camp house really needs a lot of repairs. It's just
just taken so long to my father, who used to do the repairs, is deceased, so we do need a lot of work on it because we love to use it. It just has so much need.
Any questions?
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Roll call.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. Motion passes. I'm assuming everything's correct on here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Next we have Mr. Duwafley Indian Baptist Church, Betty Fry. Questions from the committee?
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass from Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Roll call.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. Motion passes. Okay. Right. Everything is correct on here. Hopefully.
Yes.
Okay. All right. She'll be getting with you and. She'll be getting with you on that one.
Thank you. Right.
Next we have is Alabama Society Ceremonial Ground, Dwayne Scott. Thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions from committee?
Motion to pass.
Second.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph, second by Thomas Shahola. Roll call.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman, 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Thank you. Next we have a Sand Creek Baptist Church, Susanna Marshall. Any questions from the committee?
Just sending my request is all I.
Okay.
Make motion to approve this application.
Motion has been made to approve this application by Thomas Shahola.
Thank you.
Same by Dale Beaver. Roll call.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Chairman, out 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
Thank you.
All right, next we have is Tecumseh Methodist Church, Paul Fixico.
Camp out for the colorful mind, but you know, I've had people come by, give an estimate on it, and they said for that $7,000, it wouldn't be, you know, we'd be just throwing you money away. I thought you'd call Rufus too, but I've got a letter with the lead that.
Who is this from? From your builder?
Yes, this is from this
property.
Yeah.
It says this, in completing this estimate, it is his professional opinion that this building is not structurally sound. A grant of $7,000 would help and not cover the full cost of repairs for this camp house. An investment to this camp house in its current condition would result in a waste of funds for the people of this church and Creek Nation. My recommendation would be to invest any funds provided to build a new camp house that would last for years to come. So you have a, this is a...
Just estimate.
A new estimate? Okay. So, here's a new estimate for repair. Anything, this is only up to 7,000, so anything above 7, it would be up to you to get that. So all you're allowed is 7,000.
7,000 just for the materials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's no way, other way that we can, only more funds that we can get for the better new one. I don't know, like you said, you know, I don't know if it's worth repairing, you know, mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Because last time we was there, we had somebody to fall through the floor, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah. All you're allowed is 7,000 for the camp. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rufus.
Mr. Chairman, I got a call from Muskogee Construction Company Saturday night. I had called him to do an estimate on this building and stuff, and he did go out and check it, and he called me back, and he said 7,000, like Patrick said, wouldn't do nothing for it. It would just be a waste of money and stuff, and the building's been condemned. So, you know, that too is another reason they couldn't, you know, do anything with it. And I was there for service probably a couple of months ago and stuff, and the church is very active. They got a lot of visitors and stuff there. And, you know, because of the fellowship hall or the camp house, you know, they couldn't feed everybody properly and stuff. You know, it was just too small and stuff. So it's a real problem. And I know, you know, 7,000 is the maximum that they can get for this project. But I was going to talk to the speaker about it. I talked to Representative Randolph about if there was anything else that the nation can do, you know, to, I don't know, I'd have to talk to the contractor again and see if that, if more money can be put into that, would it, you know, be usable again and stuff, or, you know, what do we need to do with it, stuff? Because, you know, like I said, the church is very active. They need a fellowship hall, and I think we need to do what we can to get this problem taken care of.
Reverend Scott, do you know who said this was, who condemned it?
The pastor had told me that, and then who did it? Yeah, he's with Muskogee Construction.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and like I said, when I was out there before, you know, like the pastor said, floors are falling in and stuff, and, you know, it's really dangerous for anybody just to go in the building and stuff, but, you know, still they're trying to feed their visitors and the members there and stuff, so at least I think, you know, we need to figure out something that we can do to solve this problem.
Like I said, a lot of times when we have a lot of people like that.
Go ahead.
He said, you know, sometimes people are so poor, you know, they go to church and, you know, they meet at church and they get to play in the church. And, you know, that's the only way we can feed them sometimes, you know, just not big enough, I guess. Just, sometimes it's hot too, you know, you don't have an air conditioning system, and I'm not kidding, you know, air conditioners, and it's just, you know, the cooks, they don't enjoy it, you know, when it's hot, you know, so.
And the church doesn't have an altar in that thing, you know, that makes it sit in your ear.
I think we've had a camp that's been in a similar situation, and I know we had to talk about it and give it some thought. And so I want to help, you know, somehow, but I think we just need to find a way to help. Would you mind if we postpone this for a month so we could probably meet and talk about it more so to see how we could, you know, resolve it? Would that be okay?
Yeah, that'd be good, you know, to come up with something, you know.
Okay, so we'll probably be calling you in to see what we can do, you know, so we can accommodate you.
Okay. I'd like to say something. This legislation is for repair and remodel only. It's not for new.
Yes.
Not for new construction at all. Mm-hmm. This is to help with repair.
Go ahead. If
the only way we could help is through legislation. We had to do a special appropriation. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you want me to initiate that.
Sorry.
Then I would need documentation, just quotes for the whole project.
For a new building?
If that's the route the committee wants to go, that's the only way we could help through legislation.
Okay, well, we're going to postpone anyway. Rimbisco, let us kind of work on this for you and see what we can do. And but we want to help, so we'll probably ask you to maybe get something for us.
Okay.
You know, if we need anything, then we'll proceed.
Okay. Okay.
And we've got a motion to postpone this postpone.
Next month?
Yeah, till next month.
Okay.
And at that time, we can do what we need to do at that point on this application. We can postpone it differently if we do something else.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Motion's been made to postpone this one application for 1 month by Thomas Shahola.
Second.
Second by Mark Randolph. Roll call.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor and 0 against. Next we have is New York Indian Baptist Church, Louise Roberts.
This is the back part that's mainly the roof that started leaking. And this camp was built back in the 60s. And we've had two other ladies that's been in this camp. And when the roof started leaking, they moved to another camp. So this is what I want to do in my remodeling is doing the roof and the siding. And just you can see the front part of it is still, you know, but it's the back part where the rain got in. So that's what's right now. So we're just kind of doing improvements, you know, on that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. Any questions?
Motion to pass.
Motion to pass by Mark Randolph, seconded by Thomas Shahola. Roll call.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next we have is Hickory Ground Indian Baptist Church, number 2, Simeon Lee. Questions?
Motion to pass.
Motion to pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Thomas Shahola. Roll call.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. Motion.
Thank you.
Next we have the Zarbika Ceremonial Ground, Mary Harjo.
She's the one that had to go to a funeral.
Miss Harjo never had a funeral. Someone passed away and had to go to Carnegie. But she's got everything in here, so a motion to pass.
Okay. Motion for due pass from Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Dale Beaver. Roll call.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor and 0 against. It. Motion passes. Next, we have the church ceremonial grant application, Holdenville First Indian Baptist Church, 50,000, update an old application from 1/15/13. Anybody from that?
Chairman?
Oh, yes.
I spoke to the deacon last night, and Committee, what this is about is they got the money in 13 to build their church. And so I think it was probably around 14, they actually tore down their church. And they were fixing to build their new church. But the city of Holdenville, the code inspector said that they needed to raise the level of the ground because it's kind of in a depressed area. And they needed a lot of dirt poured into the area. And that dirt would have ate up a lot of that grant application. And so really they've been on hold since then. They tore down the church already. They really can't afford to build a new one since the city said that they got to have all that dirt put in. And so they were just having church out of the community building. About 5-6 months ago, there's a church in Holdenville that their membership really declined. They had a really nice older church there, and they went ahead and gave it to them, to Holdenville First Union Baptist Church, as long as they kept it as a church. And so, and the church is fairly nice, but it does need some repairs. And so they have a mission team in, and they're actually working on it right now, repairing some of the walls, a new roof, that type of stuff. And so what they'd like to do is just change the application from new construction to rehab, just to be correct on everything.
Does this church have to be deeded under their name? Or a building?
I think so. If it's legal, they're theirs.
So that's basically it. They just want to change it from, instead of new construction, to rehab a church.
You said this was given to them, it would be under their name, in their name?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It was just, I mean, no money was exchanged, I just went ahead and gave it to them.
Okay, all right. Yes.
I think if we're going to do that, I think we probably need to have a deed, you know, to supplement this request also. But that can be forthcoming.
Okay. So I'll just tell them that they need a copy of the deed?
Yes, please. Okay. So that way we'll know that the church has ownership.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Questions? So where's it located at? Do you know what church it was?
No, I can't. I can't remember what church it was.
That's okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
That's by the school, though. If that helps. It's by the elementary school.
Y'all know who it is, Paul? The church.
There's one church over here. There's one over here. That big church. What was it? Bernard?
Where's your question?
It's right across the street from the library. It's First Christian.
By the school. Yeah, by SOV school. Across the street from SOV school. I don't know the street address.
Oh,
is
that Beverly?
Yes, right across the street from Beverly.
Oh, okay.
That's a brick church.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, well, we'll get the deed then. We'll go on the website. Okay. I'm just curious. Thank you.
Any other questions? No questions, roll call.
There's no motion.
No motion.
I make a motion to update the old application from new construction to rehab.
Okay, motion been made to update the old application to the new one, made by Dale Beaver, seconded by Thomas Yehola. Roll call.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Thomas Yehola?
Yes.
Mark Randall?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. That completes that order of business. Next we have is TR-17-049, a drop resolution of Spoke Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a temporary operating permit with Jake's Fireworks Incorporated on behalf of Glenpool Creek and M Community. Its sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Dale Beaver. Discussion.
Chairman, we do this each year. I think it's self-explanatory unless anyone has a question.
Mm-hmm. Anybody have any questions? Maybe this is an operating permit.
Yeah, it's just a temporary permit, and mm-hmm. the community will receive $3,000.
Okay. Any questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Bill Beaver.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR17-051, a tropical resolution of Skokie Creek Nation authorizing Principal Chief to execute a temporary operating permit with the Okmulgee Lions Club for the Operation 1 temporary fireworks sales facility on tribal trust land. Sponsor is James Jennings. Sponsor is here.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Dale Beaver. Any discussion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee. This has been going on for the last, this will be the fourth year that the privately allowed the Lions Club from here in Okmulgee to have the fireworks stand in front of the social service building. We have the president of the Okmulgee Lions, Mr. Archie Morrow.
I would like to thank you guys for considering this for us. It's a good fundraiser for the Lions Club, and we do quite a bit with the city and the Creek Nation. You know, and we supply a lot of eyeglasses and different things. Comp Festival coming up, we got our mobile health screening unit coming in, and that's for anybody that wants to come in and get their blood pressure checked or cholesterol checked, and check for diabetes, and everything's free. We've got a vision camera that we check your eyes, and that's mainly for children, but we will do adults too. But on this fireworks deal, we appreciate you guys considering it. Thank you very much.
No, thank you. Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Bill Beaver.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR17-052, tribal resolution of the Skokie Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a memorandum of understanding between the nation and Muskogee County for the maintenance of roadways, bridges, and associated rights of way constructed or improved by the Muskogee Creek Nation Tribal Transportation Program. Sponsors, Mr. Jack.
Chairman, make a motion to due pass.
Motion for due pass by Dale Beaver.
Second.
Seconded by Mark Randolph. Any discussion?
We're requesting that. Have this MOU executed so that we can add the road that goes from old U.S. Highway 69 to the boundary with Cherokee Nation by the New Hope Church in Muskogee County so that we can do work on that in the future.
Any questions? Questions, Tom? No questions? Roll call vote.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
Thank you.
Next item we have is TR17-054, a tribal resolution of Skokie Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a notice, waiver, and complete release agreement, including limitation of warranty and limitation of liability with Green Seed on behalf of the Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Dale Beaver. Discussion?
It's really just getting seeds for watermelon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Questions? Hearing none. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR17-055, a tribal resolution of Skokie Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a U.S. Department of the Interior Bureau of Indian Affairs business lease between the nation and Whistler with billboards for the placement of a new billboard on the nation's property utilized by the Tulsa Creek Indian community. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Dale Beaver. Discussion?
Just tell us real quick, give us an overview.
Okay, John came and he wanted to put two more. He started out with three, but we have two there already, and the other two should be up in 4 years. And he would like to, he started out with 50, and he brought it down to 25-year lease, and he'd like to put three on the property. Two of them are north of where the present billboard is, and he would like to put one in between eventually. So that's basically why he's got the money ready to go, which would give us more income to the community. You need anything else?
Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Bill Beaver?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR-17-056, a proper resolution of Skokie Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a request for use of city facilities with the city of Okmulgee. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion.
This is,
thank you, Chairman.
This is a fairly simple thing. We've been doing this for years and years and years, getting a permit, and it's the same permit, but on the permit, it mentions the laws of the state of Oklahoma, but you're looking at a very nominal amount of permit. It's just for us to have the parade in downtown and to rent some of the facilities for tourism. And I'm speaking on behalf of Ryan, but this is really their deal, but I'm on the city council, so I felt compelled to at least get involved and help resolve the impasse. But
it utilizes the downtown for the parade, the city tennis courts for the tennis tournament, and then also the softball fields. Every year we utilize two of their fields, so we can have six going at the same time.
All right, thank you. Any questions? No questions, roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
Thank you, Chairman.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR-17-057, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute all necessary documents to transfer a certain platted 17.58-acre, 86-lot real property residential community known as the Club East to the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Housing. Sponsor is Dale Beaver.
Chairman, I make a motion to be passed.
Motion for due pass by Dale Beaver.
Second.
Second by Mark Randolph. Discussion.
Is anybody here? I can talk to me. Chris.
Thank you, Chairman. So basically what we have here is called Club East. It's the very southern tip of the country club property. There's a map. The warranty deed and the map on the last packet. So you can see that this plat is already platted. It's filed with the county at the district court. We are paying taxes on this, about $20,000 a year. And Chief Lloyd gave me the direction to initiate the process to transfer this over to the housing division. The housing division, at a minimum, can the ad valorem rate will be at the negotiated rate, the in lieu of rate. So the ad valorem tax will go down as a plat. So that's one of the good things. The second thing is they can evaluate it, whether or not they can put the type of houses they build into this area. I think I will have to point out that this isn't the country club area, and there could be some negative feedback associated with the type of housing that we put in. I'm just putting that out there, and I think I told Chief Ford the same thing. But I think at a minimum, it goes under the umbrella of housing, and it would at least reduce the tax burden. I think we would need to make a determination of the type of housing that we would want to build in that area.
Any questions? Yes, Dale.
So to ease the tax burden, we just have to transfer the house, right? We don't actually have to build houses on there. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, at a minimum, the advantage is that the tax burden is going to be reduced. But I think, I mean, the housing's plan is to build housing in that area. And I just, you know, whether or not that is a popular move, I think, you know, would be to be determined whether or not, you know, we've spent a lot of money on that property, and whether or not you want to utilize it for that function. So it's a something that we need to consider. But you know, that could be housing's call or your call. But, you know, I was given the direction to prepare the legislation, prepare the documents, and then to have that thing to have the property transferred with the Chief Floyd's guidance. And I think at a minimum, it's going to be replatted. I think that the lots are too small.
Mm-hmm. As we said, 86 lots.
Yeah, and if you actually, if you physically go out to the area, you can understand this. There's no way it's ever going to look like this. But you know, it is set up for a housing addition. That's the thing. You know, we just want to make sure that we're cognizant of the type of housing that we build. You know, if it's you know, you just.
Chairman.
Yes.
Who maintains the grounds out there?
You know, we passed the country club budget, and we have two. We have one full-time maintenance guy, and we have a contract laborer. Okay. And we had just procured out some equipment to start mowing, and so those two guys will maintain the grounds.
So the concern you're expressing is because there's bigger homes out there, they may not like it if we come in and build houses there. Is that what you're saying?
That's, you know, if we're going to be transferring this to housing, and you know, these are going to be generally probably low income type housing, and this is a very it's the country club edition of a property that we bought. I just want to make sure that we're all aware of that, and not you guys be surprised about any ramifications from a PR standpoint if you make the decision. My job was just to simply put it out there and to, you know, move it over to housing. And so that's something that at least get the discussion rolling in terms of what we're going to do with that southeast corner. There have been some interest in people, some interest from the community about buying it back from Muskoka Creek Nation. But, and I think, you know,
yes, go ahead.
Before we make a decision, I'm assuming we're going to wait on the master plan and those people to look at this piece of property before we decide to actually put housing there, what type of housing we're going to put there, that type of stuff. Are we going to wait?
Yeah, I think this legislation, I think, would transfer it under housing. They would be in the decision maker at that time. But the there's a lot of things to consider. I mean, really, housing is really a request by housing to transfer that. Probably could have been here to speak on the type of houses that they're looking to build in that area. I would just have to speculate. But it's
Chairman.
Yes.
I'm just going to confirm what I'm hearing. Okay, so there's going to be a concern about us building homes out there if we do, because of the other people that live there. And they're thinking they might buy it back from us just to keep us from building over there.
That's pretty much.
That's what you're saying. Okay. Tell them to give us a bunch of money and we'll do it. We'll be happy to sell it back.
Well, and you don't want to tip your hand too much, but I think the idea, you know, if we do float it out there that, you know, we are seriously considering this, I mean, I think you're going to get some pretty interested buyers. And then we could take the money and actually and buy 10 times the property that's out there. It's only 17 acres. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have a lot of foresight on the development of it, to tell you the truth. But there's just a stereotype or a stigma that goes along with quote-unquote low-income housing, and I don't necessarily buy into the stigma, but it's going to be it could be potentially problematic from a PR standpoint. I'm just being completely open and transparent about it. Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to be neighbors, they shouldn't have moved over. There you go. It's a neighbor whose land this was.
True.
Say it.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Yes, Rufus.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Wasn't At one time, there was a suggestion building VA homes out there.
VA homes.
Okay.
I think that, see, that was a. And we do have, I think we did get a grant to do that, so that may be one of the things we're thinking about. I just want to make sure that we're all considering all the options and the overall. It's a complex issue, really, and there's this NIMBY attitude that comes out on a lot of governmental actions, you know, not in my backyard, and you're going to have the same response, I think, if, you know, if they think of some type of HUD development, to be amended, to be quite honest.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. All
right, thank you. Any more questions? No questions. Roll call.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Thomas Shahoa.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Chairman, have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
Thank you, Chairman.
Next item we have is NCA 17-055. Allowing the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing an appropriation to the Cultural Center and Archives Department for the Muscogee Creek Nation to participate in the 2017 Muscogee Adobo Festival at the National Museum of the American Indian. Sponsored by Del Beaver.
Chairman, make a motion to due pass.
Motion for due pass by Del Beaver. Seconded by Mark Randolph. Discussion.
Is there anybody here that can talk about this?
Yes.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you.
So I have Siobhan Clinton here from the Culture Center and Archives Department. Let her kind of speak a little bit about the Muscogee Festival. We've participated in this several times. And we do it on a rotating basis every 2 years. And it doesn't seem like it's been 2 years, but it has. And so I think in the last time we attended, the Cultural Center actually incurred all the costs basically out of their regular budget. They have had several rounds of budget reductions, and they have, you know, modified the budget. So this particular year, they're not set up to pay for the Muscogee, the Iowa Festival. And I think Siobhan has an itinerary proposed budget and schedule.
Yeah.
And
this is just based on everything that went on in 2014.
Hmm. Right. Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Thomas Shahoa?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
Thank you, Chair.
And be forward to BFHA for a funding source. Next item we have is NCA 17-059, allowing the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a supplemental appropriation to the Tribal Driveways Program fiscal year 2017 budget. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass, Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Del Beaver. Discussion.
The amounts or the figures, the total amount that we were requesting for the appropriation, you know, we had the budget reduction on our gravel line for this year, so we was requesting, you know, 65 to increase the gravel, which is the land management. The 17,000 in contractual was for contract labor that we have brought on, that we had some funds available until now, and this will get it through the rest of the year. And then the 24 for the an add-on tractor to replace the one that Natural Resources assumed this past year.
Questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
Or even to the program, we can get it at a reduced price for the state.
Yes, it's the GSA price is what it is. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That answers my question.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
No other questions? Roll call vote.
Mark Randall.
Yes.
Bill Beaver.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman Huff, 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against.
Thank you.
The motion passes. Thank you, Jimmy.
Will be foundation.
It'll also be forwarded to EFNJ for funding source. Next item we have is NCA 17-060, allowing the Cook Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Deep Fork Levy Baptist Church. Sponsors Mark Randall.
Motion to pass.
Motion for D pass by Mark Randall.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion.
The Pastor Bible couldn't be here because he was holding a revival in Choctaw Country. So. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're just seeking funds to purchase a new lawnmower. Okay.
Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randall.
Yes.
Bill Beaver.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman, 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. It motion passes. That also be forwarded to BFNJ for funding source. Next item we have is NCA 17-061, allowing the Schuylkill Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Middle Creek Church Number 2. Sponsor is Rufus Scott.
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Thomas Shahola.
Seconded
by Dale Beaver. Discussion?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. These appropriations that the church is asking for is for a riding lawnmower and a trailer for the lawnmower and also a weed eater and a push mower. And at this time, I want to give some time to the Deacon is Creek Number 2, Herman Hardo, if he's got anything that he wants to add to it.
Thank you. I just want to say, we use these this equipment, and I've been using mine out there, and I have another deacon out there also, and he's had to do some work on his, and but we have a ride mower. I got an older ride mower. It's about 5 years old. It's still good. It still runs everything. But, and it's got a push mower. It's about wore out. We don't have no weed. Well, got an electric one I use at home. I bring out there. We use all this stuff. But, we're talking about the push mower. We got a lot of tight areas around there, henceforth with the push mower. And plus, I can't spend too much time on that ride mower anyway. I'll be walking crooked in 2 days. So, then I weed eat, I need a weed eater to keep everything. You got a big lawn out there, you need all this stuff to, keep it down and keep it good. We got, on Middle Creek Number 2, it sits right on the highway, and we got a lot of visitors, a lot of passerby just going on the highway, and they see the, nice yard out there, and I just, just asking for it. Material, keep it looking nice.
Any questions? Yes.
Mr. Witt, I'd like to say something if you could.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Several months ago, I approached the chief about lawnmowers for these churches. My wife and I evangelized at most of these churches, and I told the chief that many times we go to these churches and that's all they have is a push mower. And so oftentimes they'll have an acre and a half that they're struggling and don't always get able to get it cut before their 4 Sundays. It was brought to my attention here a while back they were going to try to do a lawn service for these churches, to which I also told the chief this won't work. We got 85 churches. And are you going to cut 22 churches a week to get these churches done? These churches need these lawnmowers. They need them desperately. And as he was saying, so many of them are using their own lawnmowers. They're wearing their own lawnmowers out. Now, the chief asked me about accountability. Okay, fine. Let's make somebody accountable for it. But I'm gonna tell you, I've been in too many of these churches where they struggle to get their lawns cut. And I hope you guys will really consider that, because they desperately need these lawnmowers. And we've been, my wife and I made all but 18 of them. And out of those 18, I would say there was probably 70 of them that we used push mowers to cut their big lawnmowers. And some of the pastures are, I'm 66, and they're a lot over 9 trying to cut these mowers. I mean, cut these lawns. So I hope you guys will really consider that on these lawnmowers this year, because they need them bad. Thank you.
Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Thomas Shaholla.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes and be forwarded to BFNJ for funding source. Next item we have is NCA 17-062, a law of Muscogee Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Broken Arrow United Methodist Church. Sponsors, Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for D pass from Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Del Beaver. Discussion.
Chairman, there was no representatives that could come from Broken Arrow tonight. They were having a board meeting, so they were tied up today. But they did come in before our committee, and I believe it was October, and there was a discrepancy on the invoice, so we postponed it indefinitely, so they're coming back again.
Okay. Any questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Thomas Shaholla?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes and be forwarded on to BFJ for funding source. Next item we have is NCA 17-063, along with Muscogee Nation authorizing an appropriation of funds for the purchase of an undivided interest in 3 tracts of trust property located in Hughes County, Oklahoma. Sponsor is Thomas Shaholla.
Motion for D-Pass
by Thomas Shaholla.
Second.
Second by Del Beaver. Discussion.
Yes, sir. Somebody from Realty here to speak on this, please.
We have some owners that have, we should just show you the map. What you're purchasing is this entire 3.12 acre interest, and then 1.25 acre interest in this strip, and 1.66 acres in this strip. It's undivided on these two. You're purchasing the whole tract on this one. It's already in trust, so it's going to be a trust-to-trust acquisition, which is just simple for us to do a deed. Have the two landowners to sign off, and it's appraised value.
Yes, go ahead, Thomas.
Okay.
Yes, this one and these two. Yes.
Are there other outstanding interests in these tracts?
We have another, a sibling of the two that are selling these undivided tracts, but has not made up her mind completely if she's going to sell or not. And then we have two, we have an estate that has not been probated.
Okay.
It's in the process, but it is probably at least a year out.
Okay.
So, questions? Questions? Yes, Dale.
I think I already answered mine. I just now did. I saw this as no mineral rights.
No, it's surface only.
Surface only. Okay. Thank you, Chair.
This is the easiest land transaction for Realty to do. It's trust to trust. it was up for sealed bid in February, and the tribe basically entered the election to purchase for the tribe so that we could get it out of price value from the landowners.
All right. Yes, go ahead.
We have previously bought interest in this exact property, so this will be adding to existing interest that we have in. So it will be a trust acquisition, so we won't be paying any property tax or anything like that on the property.
Okay.
So it just adds to our existing interest.
Okay. Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Thomas Shaholla.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Chairman, up 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. 4 zones. We have J for funding source. Thank you. Next item we have is NCA 17-064, law of Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing an appropriation to fund the costs associated with the demolition of Muscogee Creek Nation property and buildings. Sponsor is Dale Beaver.
Chairman, make a motion to be passed.
Motion for due pass by Dale Beaver.
Second.
Second by Thomas Chihola. Discussion.
Chris, you want to talk on this? Yes.
I'm not sure if the committee had copies of this. This was a So this is thank you, Chairman, for giving us the opportunity. So we had previously came to the National Council and received $120,000 appropriation, and this appropriation that we're seeking today is in the amount of $500,000. Would include basically $314,341 for the actual demo budget, and an additional amount for a bulldozer and trailer. We did go out and get three competitive bids in the amount of $185,659 for a total request of $500,000, and. So if you look at over the last year, we've been extremely active in cleaning up properties throughout the nation. We've cleaned up Fountainhead, Old Dewar Community Center, the old Cromwell Smoke Shop, what's called the Armstrong House, which was in Eufaula on a piece of property we bought, the old Eufaula dorms, two properties on 121st Street, the High Springs Church Fellowship Hall, High Springs Church outbuilding. A private landowner dilapidated structure that we did. It's kind of outside the scope of the. We did that at the request of Rufus Scott, Representative Scott. We cleaned up a restricted landowner's dilapidated house in Coweta, which was completely burned out and risking adverse possession potentially. We also cleaned up the Sepulpa house on Highway 66 that had. The Rubs course down in Eufaula, and then also assisted the tourism department with extensive cleanup at our Omniplex. And if you look at the rest of the items, we have a serious amount of work to do and ahead of us. It's we've done a lot of this in-house. We actually had a little bit higher amount for the request, but we were able to get our tribal construction department saved us about $60,000 by doing all the demo work at the ranch in house, and we can continue to do that. We were such a backlog that we did go out and seek a third party to do some of the work, specifically some of the work that's in tight quarters. But we'll be working in conjunction with our tribal construction department and a third party to move forward on these projects. The idea is we make all the sites 100% shovel ready, construction ready. So if you look at on some of these properties that are pending, we have an opportunity to do a long term lease on the old Community Smoke Shop, which is a prime location along Highway 62 and 75. It also has a underground storage tank that we need to remove. It's being requested by the EPA. There's the Gregg property, which is next door to our tribal plaza. We bought that property and it has a lagoon. We went through the bid process and the lowest amount is $51,890. So we need to do the lagoon closeout and the demolition work. We'll be combining that. We do have one structure we could not demo at Dustin Ranch that we need to go outsource on that. If you go all down the line, you know, we have a ton of work to do, and it's going to be very beneficial to the nation. It is seeming like a large amount at one time, but it will include a dozer that will be used, that anybody in the nation can use, and our operator will operate it. We'll get on the schedule. He operates that thing 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and he's either on that or he's on the track hoe. And we've got a request right now for major dozer work on the new property we bought adjoining Hannah Farm. We also have the church on that that Donna Beaver attends Hagee Chapel. There's a lot of dozer work that we'd like to do on that site. And so the legislation also allows us to have a little bit of flexibility in assisting churches in ceremonial grounds and restricted landowners with cleanup on their property. And if you talk about earlier, Dale had mentioned, or excuse me, Representative Beaver had mentioned the church incurring a large amount of cost for the demo work on that property and the dirt work. We can do the demo work and the dirt work in house as basically pro bono and provide that. It's going to save a lot of money and provide much dividends. I think it's a very worthwhile bill, even though it is a very large amount. We would try to extend these out as far as we can in terms of see what we can do in house. But that's kind of where we're at, sir.
All right, thank you. Any questions? Yes, Dale.
Chris, so let's just take that first from the OIC smoke shop.
Mm-hmm.
$12,000. Where does that? How do you get the $12,000? I mean, where's that? How's that figured? The $12,000. Is that just the dump fees, or how's that figured?
On that, the size of the structure and just kind of what we paid for in the past, mm-hmm. based on a third party doing that.
Okay.
So that's kind of where we got the estimates. We know that we're going to incur a significant, many more projects once people find out that we do this. And so we went ahead and left the values in there like it was going to be a third party to do the work. And we think that we can go in and do a lot of the work in-house with our Traco, et cetera, to extend the money out. Eventually, you know, we do have to pay the dump fees. We do have environmental help us out significantly. And they'll come out and they'll drop a container and we'll fill it up and then we'll pay the dump fee. And so it's almost like we're getting a little bit vertically integrated with the containers, the trash haul, and then doing the actual work. And the budget is based on a third party doing it, but we anticipate doing the majority of this in-house.
That's kind of what I was thinking. It might be advantageous to actually try to, in the future, get some roll-offs of your own. Because we already got the truck that can haul a roll-off, so might as well try to.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. They're only $5,000 a piece, somewhere around there, $4,000 or $5,000 for a 30-yard. So that way we can kind of just limit of what we actually pay out and just keep it in-house.
And I think, you know, the environmental department had talked about creating a mechanism so where they could charge back their costs against maybe some type of revolving fund. We're working on doing that, but as much, you know, I think we were spending about $600-700, I think, is it per large container for the dumping fee and the hauling fee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're dumping them for around $200 now, I think, the actual dump fee, mm-hmm. $250. And, you know, that they're not charging us the cost of the fuel, et cetera, but, you know, we're creating jobs, governmental jobs, but we're doing a lot of work. It's, you know, just to see things cleaned up is, you know, makes me happy, and that's what I like to do. I'm kind of OCD, so I like to see things clean, and it's kind of, I've got a complex about it, really. My wife gets mad about it, but so we're always trying to do more, try to, you know, clean things up and make things better for people.
Yes. Where do you keep this machinery? Where do we keep it?
Our Traco and stuff we would keep basically in the yard behind where IHS used to have their, it's IHS Environmental, in that yard. We brought a lot of stuff over from the country club. We're going to be actually getting rid of a lot of that. It's a bunch of this junk. But what we, for the time being, we keep our stuff over there.
I was just wondering if it was secure.
Mm-hmm.
I know the country club was broken into, right?
Right.
It's a bad neighborhood.
Yeah. Seriously.
You got to watch them, folks.
All right. Thank
you. You got a good point.
That's your question. More questions? Roll call vote.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Thomas Shaholo.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Chairman, have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That most passes. Record and BF&J for the funding source. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman.
Next item we have is SJ17-065, a law in Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation for membership fees to the Muskogee Historical and Cultural Foundation. Sponsors David Keel.
Chairman, make a motion to be passed.
Motion for D pass for Dale Beaver. Got a motion for D pass. Do I hear a second?
I'll second for discussion.
Second by Mark Randolph. Now we're in discussion.
Anybody here talking?
Thank you, Chairman. I have Judge Patrick Moore here as well. And thank you for the opportunity to do the discussion on this. We've been very active as a foundation. This is a closely held foundation in the Skokie Nation that was designed to take it over from a previous nonprofit to 100% benefit the Skokie Nation. And Judge Moore, would you like to talk a little bit about it?
Well, I found out in the mid 2016 that the people in downtown Old Muggy were going to dissolve what I call the Creek Indian Memorial Association. It had been in existence since 1923. So I went to a meeting that they held, and that's what they intended to do. They had distributed all the money that they had in their bank account pursuant to the 501c3 rules and regulations of the IRS. My object has always been to preserve historical and traditional things within the Creek Nation. So I got them just to transfer this foundation to me. Then I sat down with Chris and Kellen Bible, and we started working on putting together new bylaws so we could tighten up membership requirements and things of that nature of the foundation. We selected some new trustees so we would have a nice looking pamphlet when we send it out to other foundations and eleemosynary organizations requesting funding. I then got a letter from Dr. Blue Clark, who's one of your regents, that this book, which is out of print, the family of Jerome Tiger is wishing to redo this book, and they ask us to sponsor this. So to me, that's just a no-brainer. So we'll be doing that. We'd already done in the past Chukadasa Sakulgi, which is a bow shooter disc. It's about an hour and a half long that will be sold in the Red Stick Gallery, which came along with the foundation that was then transferred to the Creek Nation. So you can run the Red Stick Gallery, and I think we've copyrighted that, did you not?
Mm-hmm.
It's been trademarked or copyrighted with the state of Oklahoma, and that will be a traditional Indian shop for downtown Oak Muggy, where Harry Beaver had his shop before. And that doesn't have anything to do with the foundation. It just came with the foundation. We just transferred that over to the Creek Nation. We have an application in today with the Viersen Foundation requesting funds to help with the renovation of the Sharps building and to do things downtown. I sit on a committee that's dealing with the State Highway Department, and we are close to having them approve crosswalks in downtown Oak Muggy. Now, one of the crosswalks will go from the Sharps building across to the Council House, and we hope to have it be like the ones that they have in Jinx, where if you're in the crosswalk, cars have to stop and let you go across the street. And that will be, of course, a decision made by the Department of Transportation. We're working on the bicycle lanes and walking lanes for downtown. We had that approved at one time, but the Department of Transportation, I think they're being bureaucrats, Councilman Yahola. I don't know. We've had a lot of experience with that. But they said yes one time, then they said we'll have to think about it. The New Yaka Bridge was brought into town because of efforts on, I guess, kind of my behalf. It belongs to the Creek Nation now. It has been preserved. It was 1908. It's over 108 years old. Eventually, that'll be used somewhere as a gateway to downtown Okmulgee. We've been successful in requesting the city of Okmulgee to rename downtown Okmulgee. All of your, you know about Bricktown, you know about the Blue Dome District and things of that nature. These cities are always having a district, and that way when people come into town, there's one sign points this way and it says such and such a district. Well, in Okmulgee, that sign's going to say Council House District that way, to point everybody downtown to the Council House. The Council House is under renovation right now, or starting right now. The foundation paid for the refreshments that were had down there the other day when you all came downtown for the opening and what have you, and I hope you enjoyed them. But that's what we want to do. We want to help raise money to preserve the Council House, renovate the Sharps Building, and do other things from a traditional standpoint, and educate children. You know, if we can have something in the Sharps Building where I've got artists in there who are showing children how to do things, they can learn more sitting there watching a shell carver or a potter or what have you than they can in all the books they'll ever read. And that's what we need to do. And of course, you're all aware that downtown Okmulgee, as the capital of the Creek Nation, is growing. And I'll entertain any questions anyone would want to ask.
Yes, go ahead.
The other thing is, you know, the nation, we do not necessarily have, we have what's called the Creek Foundation, but it's mainly a housing 501c3. We want this foundation to always be closely held by the Muskoka Creek Nation Incorporators, our Chief Floyd, Speaker Tiger, and we have one other
ex officio is the Chief and the Second Chief, Speaker and the Second Speaker on the Board of Trustees.
Right.
And then Blue Clark, Mike Flood, myself, Kellen Bible, Chris Asbell. We've got a priest on there. We've got some local luminaries that have connections with foundations and what have you, just to help us get in the door at those locations. And we meet once a month.
And the reason we come today is to seek a donation in the amount of $10,000 that our members have donated out of their own money into this fund. But we are going to be engaging in a capital campaign on behalf of the Council House, on behalf of the Visitor Center. Yeah. And we have to have some operational money and a little bit of buy-in from the Muskoka Nation for this foundation so that we can get the thing off the ground. We're not going to be coming back and seeking money from the Muskoka Nation in the future. It's just the opposite of this foundation's goal. We also have a ton of people that often will contact Creek Nation to wanting to donate, but they're wanting to donate and get a tax write-off. This foundation can step up and take in those donations, whereas a lot of times our museum cannot, because they have the ethical considerations about taking things that are not part of their collection. We can actually take items and sell it. If you look at foundations associated with universities, OSU Foundation, the OU Foundation, this would be very, very similar to those. We would be, if somebody called us and said, hey, we'd like for you guys to consider doing a capital campaign on behalf of the New York Commission, we would do that. If it has a Muskogee Creek connection, we would do that. We could do fundraising on behalf of language, you know, the mission is very wide and it's very open, and we can basically buy stuff that's that the tribe cannot sometimes easily do, like the refreshments. We sponsored the My Berry Hill Preservation Area the other day and bought those refreshments. You know, it's just, we need a little bit of operating cash to get off the ground. I think it would be a very, very nice investment at this point in the foundation's history.
All right, thank you. Any questions?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
I didn't get to read all this, the additional information. I went through some of it, but I kept wondering to myself, you know, is this going to compete with the museum, what the museum's goals are? It's hard for me to see how it would.
But actually, it will work hand in glove with the museum. So anything that the museum cannot do, we will step in and say, hey, we're here to help. We won't own anything. We won't buy anything. We're simply a fundraising arm of the nation. We are there to buy and transfer. We won't own any property. This foundation was only a financial support mechanism for the Muskoka Cree Nation from a 501c3 standpoint. The director of our museum is on this committee as an advisor. I think Siobhan McClinton is here as well. If you want to talk about it. It was actually requested from the museum to have a 501c3. If you look at Gilcrease and other museums, they all have an independent 501c3 that does their nitty-gritty fundraising. And
Mark, our trustees, most of them will be docents for the museum. And I'm downtown every day. I'll be glad to go over there anytime. We enjoy that.
They can also apply for grants that tribes can apply for, yeah, such as different foundations in Tulsa. And we're working with a fundraiser, and I guess they have like a fundraiser roundtable in Tulsa that we can attend. And so through the 501c3, we can put in an application for grants for that.
Yeah, like for example, we applied for a $5,000 grant that only 501c3s can apply for, is to bring in native artists into the area and teach a particular craft. And so we're actually applying for that. We'll come in and teach the craft, and then we'll be outside the financial obligations of the nation. So we'll do all that within the foundation. But the opportunity wouldn't be there if we didn't have a 501c3. That's
actually, if the Creek Inn Memorial Association hadn't existed, the council house wouldn't be there today, because they're the ones that prevented them from building a parking lot and the front lawn and tearing the building down. They were just local citizens here that were involved and interested in it. And, of course, the Creek Nation wasn't active from 1923 till in the 70s. And, of course, I like to always think that the only reason we're here today sitting in this room is because of the ceremonial and traditional people in the churches. That's the only reason we're here, and that's Harjo versus Kleppe.
More questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
Doe Beaver?
Yes.
Thomas Jehoa?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
No.
Chairman, two in favor, one against.
Two in favor, one against. That motion passes. They'll be forwarded to BFJ for funding source.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman.
That concludes that that section. Order of business. Next we have other business. Do we have any other business? No other business. Announcements? Any announcements? No announcements. Next we'll have a benediction, which will serve as our adjournment. Dale, would you offer that for us?
The Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you for this beautiful day you've given us, Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you for this allowing us time to come together, Lord, as the tribe, Lord, and do the business on the tribe's behalf, Lord. Lord, I just ask that you just be with us as we go home or wherever we may go tonight, Lord. Lord, just help guide and direct us, Lord, and we just love you for everything you've done for us, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen.
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 All right.
Thank you.